Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. And all of this is strung together by something called the AI director, which is really just a fancy way of saying a dynamic difficulty system. And the way this works is that based on players' actions and how they're performing in the level, certain things are generated, like items, weapons, and waves of enemies. And it can also rearrange certain level elements. I think it works really well because I can't feel like how my actions are changing what's happening around me, but I'm sure if you looked into it enough and there are wiki articles about how it works, you can kind of game the system, but it works well enough for someone like me who's played it for 200 hours to realize like, oh, I don't really know how I'm manipulating this thing at all. I don't know if you both have the similar experience that I do.
Yeah, I mean, at its basic level, it's when you're doing well, it makes it harder.
Right.
But the ways that it does this is not just a linear line. It does it with a mind towards tension and release, which is the most impressive thing about it to me. I'm pretty good at this game, but it doesn't just pour on challenge. It still gives you quiet moments. It still gives you downtime because that's really important to the pace of play. So it ends up feeling pretty sophisticated in terms of kind of a speed governor for the pacing.
You can tell in a lot of video games where you hit like the trigger that spawns all the enemies to come at you or whatever, and you don't really ever feel that in Left 4 Dead, because it is really designed to throw a flood at you and then just at the point where it would be too much, pulling back. And so if you have your shit together, you can overcome it and then get that quiet moment, like you say, where you get a second to breathe afterward.
It can be very subtle in how it adjusts it as well. So it can do things, you know, not just piling enemies, but maybe it's another checkpoint before you get this certain tier of weapon. So you're facing the same challenges, but you have to do it with a lousy Uzi, you know, as opposed to an assault rifle. And that can just bump up, kind of lend a patina of additional challenge over the entire thing. It feels, the illusion's incredible, I think. If anybody listening to this, or if anybody in the podcast hasn't yet, watch the commentary.
Oh yeah.
For Dead. That's really, really good as far as like not revealing all of the tricks, but just kind of gave me a lot of added appreciation of the AI director.
It's obviously very Valve-y. It made me think of Half-Life 2, because that's a game that really knows when to give you quiet moments. And in this game, when I was playing, especially for this podcast, just I went back and forth from being completely screwed to just a huge moment of relief so often. And it's orchestrated so well, where you're like, there's no way I'm bouncing back from this. I am so dead. And then immediately, oh, okay, now like 90 seconds of quiet, I can heal. Oh, there's pills here. Cool. But I'm not thinking, oh, the game is putting this here for me. It's so organic almost. And I can think of other games that have dynamic difficulty, like Resident Evil 4, where it's very cool, but it does feel like there's a cause and effect happening that you can really sense in that game. And also something that I didn't realize, but the music in this game also has an AI director, a separate one. And it's easy to lose track of the music in this game because you're meant to internalize so much of it. But the music in this game is all based on what you're doing, what's coming at you, what monsters are present. And especially with the special infected, all of those special monsters that you have to take down, they each have their own little leitmotif that works its way into the soundtrack. So you don't really end up thinking about it too much, but when you hear certain chords, certain instrumentation, you realize, oh, there's a spitter here, there's a boomer here. You don't need the character to say, oh, boomer over there. You can just hear the music and just get a sense of like, okay, now I have to be aware of this.
They all have their own shade, right, of that, like the classic horror movie score where you get, you know, some kind of shrieking keyboard or guitar or something. And so you get exactly that for each special infected. It's like, dun, dun, something's coming at you. Mm-hmm.
Well, and to your point, Bob, when you said you don't have to hear your teammates say, you know, boomer here or whatever, it's important to note just in terms of general sound that they do that. You know, Valve, I think, in a lot of ways is really about signaling, you know, like one of their strengths. is conveying information to the player. And by doing it through that subconscious kind of musical cue, but also having your AI or your companions verbally point out pills or where they see a monster, they want you to have fair information for this. Like, you want to be on the lookout, but it feels very fair. It's not about whether you know the monster is there. It's about whether you know how to deal with it or where to look for it if you know the map.
Yeah, that is true. If a teammate in the game, not, you know, someone you're playing with, but if the teammate says a boomer over here in the character's voice, you're not thinking, oh, don't point that out to me. It's like, no, the character in the world saw this and it does seem fair, but mm-hmm. I don't know where the boomer is. They're not showing me it on radar. I just know to be aware of this. And of course, you also will hear the music too. So it's not giving you too much information.
Yeah.